A true story happened. I was invited by some friends of mine who were astronauts to go to the last launch of the shuttle. It was all spacemen and women, people that had been to space, like the guy that fixed the Hubble. And it was an honor to be asked to go there. I knew the people had taken my CDs up to the space station before, because they'd sent me stuff and notes from astronauts. And I just think they're the bravest people to ride rocket ships out there. You know, they do it 24 hours a day, and they're only kind of recognize that some horrible disaster happens, but their dedication on a daily basis pretty much goes unnoticed. So we were all bussed over from this not elaborate hotel where NASA had thrown a party for the astronauts. I'm going, damn, man, they ought to be in the Ritz-Carlton. These are space people. We were at some cut-rate hotel in Orlando where they threw the party, but it was a good party. And the next morning, we all got on buses and we rode to the Cape. And so you're on a bus, and then my friend Alan Poindexter, who's a captain on the space shuttle, he was talking about what it's like to come across America and you're descending and trying to get into Florida and flying over his wife's hometown in Dothan, Alabama. Fascinating stories to me as a flyer. Then behind us, there was this quiet couple and a couple of kids, and they were kind of sitting there on their iPads, and, you know, like kids on a bus ride with a bunch of boring adults, and going, oh, when are we going to get there, Dad? And then so this guy was saying, well, when we get there, we're going to go to the museum, we're going to go look at the shuttle, and then we're going to go see the Rocket Grandpa Road. And I went, now that is some kind of statement, the Rocket Grandpa Road. And I'm thinking, I'm with spacemen, thinking, who could this be? And I looked, so I snuck a look back, and I saw on the name tag was Armstrong. And it wasn't Neil, it was Neil's son and his grandson. So I went, man, the Rocket Grandpa Road. And so we went in to the Atlas, where they got an Atlas rocket on display of the Apollo rockets that went up there. Amazing stuff. And it was kind of a melancholy time, because this was kind of the end of this part of the spaceship program. And we went to see it. And then when we got off the bus, I introduced myself and I said, you know, there are not many people that could say the line that you said to your son. You may see that again. Is it okay? And he said, sure. So I can't wait for the Armstrong family to hear it. Unfortunately, shortly after that, my friend Alan Poindexter got killed in a jet ski accident, a guy who'd been to space in a great Navy combat fighter. So it's kind of dedicated to Alan and his family and everybody who'd gone up to space. And so in reading, you know, stories of Neil Armstrong's early life, and never got to meet him. And then he passed away shortly after that. So it's kind of a, hopefully it'll get on a rocket ship somewhere. I am going to space, by the way, before I'm done here. Anyway, so before I get there, we'll take a ride on this rocket. The Grandpa Road.
Made of glue and cloth that lands in a horse-filled field. An unusual event for those Palomino gents who just stare at their future revealed. Why, oh, did he fly out of Ohio before we knew the genes held the code? But taken to wing is a haunting, taunting thing, just like that Rocket Grandpa Road. Yeah, it was the Rocket Grandpa Road. Sounds like bragging, but it's true. I'm not trying to big time you. Shot up into space and he said, look out down below. Gotta love that Rocket the Grandpa Road. And the kids turned to flying machines with their arms open wide like wings. But one solitary boy knows a plane is not a toy. I'm talking about the man on the moon. I still remember July 69. We all got to stay home from school. In stark black and white, we followed the flight, and the whole world was in that capsule. Oh, on the Rocket the Grandpa Road. Sounds
Sounds like bragging, but it's true. I'm not trying to big time you. Oh, what a flight. You better look out down below. Yeah, that's the rock of the grandpa road. Spacemen and women on this bus, an obese driver I don't trust. We're going to watch the shuttle fly away last day. And for some kids behind my seat, there's a very special treat. More than just history on parade. Giant nozzles, bolts and beams, they called her Atlas by all means. Blood, sweat and tears were her payload. She was a stairway to heaven, old Apollo 11. The rocket ship their grandpa drove. Yeah, on the rocket the grandpa rode. Sounds like bragging, but it's true. I'm not trying to big time you. Rising up from that lagoon, we beat those comets to the moon. Yeah, on the rocket their grandpa rode. Yeah, on the rocket their grandpa drove. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, NASA.
Yeah, it was a rocket.
Thank you, Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock,
yeah,
Scotty, Lieutenant Uhura, the Chekhov.
Yeah, it was a rocket.
Yeah, the rocket's their grandpa.